I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Amazon, in the last day, has attained what Apple did earlier in the summer, a valuation of $1 trillion, stock price times the number of shares. While it may seem Amazon's already taken over the world, it's fighting for a largely untapped region, India. Amazon is now offering a Hindi version of its website. Also this year, Walmart bought a majority stake in India's biggest online retailer, Flipkart. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
India has a large, young, tech-savvy population, and its e-commerce market has big potential. Mauro Guillen is a professor at UPenn's Wharton School, and he says the market's value has gone from less than $10 billion,
which is almost nothing, just 6 or 7 years ago, to over 20 now. And it's projected to reach, I think it's about $100 billion by the year 2020.
This is the time to get in.
Because if you wait another 2 or 3 years, the way e-commerce is evolving, the way the digital economy is evolving, it's going to be too late.
Reaching consumers in Hindi is a good start, but converting them into regular e-shoppers is a longer prospect. Michael Kugelman is with the Woodrow Wilson Center. He says many Indian buyers have quit after one go.
You do have a number of challenges, both in terms of consumer preference and also efforts by the Indian government to try to stimulate more domestic innovation, particularly in terms of e-commerce.
And other global players, like China's Alibaba, are trying to get in as well. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.